Yeah. Well, there's really no excuse. It's been sitting there waiting for me to build it up. The barrel came in. I was having trouble getting the barrel. I just was waiting. And the first one I did up was it a 8-inch or was it a 7.5-inch? And but they did a little. They were finding that the twist was a little wrong on them very early, and the 7-inch was not really the most sweet spot for it. And I kind of didn't want to go over 10, but I did a lot of reading on it and all that, and 10.5 makes a lot of sense. I can still put my can on it. I got a can that, you know, with the can, it'll take it out to about normal M4 length. Without the can, you know, 10.5 inches, it's quite totable. I like the 300 black. I don't know. I think it's fallen out of favor a little bit, but you know, when you can re-neck the 5.56 cases and use just the you know plentiful 308 bullets, and you know, that's what appealed to me is the fact that. The component pieces to make your own, to roll your own, are just the most commonly available brass and bullets out there. And it's got durable. And now that they've dropped the straight wall requirements for south of the rifle shotgun line, hell, that's my southern, that'd be my ideal southern Michigan deer rifle.